Welcome to the Super Friends podcast, where we talk about comics, superheroes, and everything related and in between. I'm Brody.
And I'm Brian, and today we're going to be talking about the fantastic Academy Award winner movie, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
That's right. We're not going across the Spider-Verse. That's going to be next week. And Brian and I have both seen it now. We're going to try our hardest not to hint at things when we're... Watching Into the Spider-Verse again after having seen Across the Spider-Verse, I'm like, oh my goodness, like, right? I saw something and I was like, wow. I'm not going to give any, like, hints. I think you'll get what I mean. It's a round circular object. And when I saw him throw it and into the Spider-Verse, I was like, wow, that's important. Even though it's like a 2-second thing. They're in Alchemax.
Oh yeah.
It's like I just like that's very important.
I totally was like, I'm like, what are you talking? What circular thing? I'm like, oh yeah.
Ha ha. Aha. So we're gonna try our best. We won't spoil Across the Spider-Verse. Of course, our spoiler review episode of Across
the next week.
At the same time that these always come out. But if you're on the fence after listening to this Into the Spider-Verse, go see Across the Spider-Verse. I'm going to go see it again tomorrow because it's just amazing. And I don't know, I might see it another time before we do the episode again because it's just so freaking good. But I will be seeing the Transformers movie, I think, this week. So see if I can pop in and watch Spider-Man 2.
Double feature it. Just walk out Transformers.
Double feature. We have the Regal Theater here in IF, and they have like the Regal Unlimited, which is like $18.99 a month. And I'm like, there's so many movies coming out in June, July, and August. I just like convinced Megan to get it so we can watch as many movies as we want. It's so nice. We just like for Across the Spider-Verse, and my wife made me go see The Little Mermaid. It was okay. But yeah, it was so nice. We just walked up. She scanned our little thing. And then she's like, all right, here are your tickets. And I was like, this is nice.
I mean,
of course, they're still killing you on concessions. But that's why you get a big purse and have a wife.
As someone who works in concessions, I am aware. We do kill at concessions. But I get in the movie for free because I work there. So I don't have to pay for the ticket. So, I mean, not to flex or anything.
But, yeah, go see Across the Spider-Verse. It's amazing. Brian has seen it. I've seen it. It's tripled the opening amount of Into the Spider-Verse. And it just keeps on going. So
I literally saw it, like, 2 hours before this. So, I'm, like, still reeling. I am, like, coming off the Spider-Verse train. I'm, like...
He's still hyped. He's so hyped.
I'm still hyped.
All right,
having spasms over here just
but go watch Into the Spider-Verse before you see Across the Spider-Verse because it will enhance your viewing, which is what we're going to talk about. This will be, if you don't want, I don't think it's available to stream anywhere, so if you want to just listen to this episode to kind of get the breakdown, anyone that listened to our, we don't go beat by beat per se, we'll mention things and then we'll get sidetracked and we'll start talking about other things. So this isn't going to be like a very through line. We're going to tell you everything in the movie enough that you can go see Across the Spider-Verse. But just pay like $3.99 on Apple TV or YouTube or Prime Video to rent it. It, you know, you're already going to be spending money on a movie ticket. Might as well just add that in. It's going to enhance. It's like popcorn. It's going to enhance your movie experience.
This is the truth.
So Ryan, take us into like the movie breakdown. Like, what is Into the Spider-Verse about?
So, basically, Into the Spider-Verse is an animated movie, which I really liked because it was such a great animation style. But anyways, it follows Miles Morales.
How is Sony Animations producing Into the Spider-Verse and Across the Spider-Verse, but at the same time, they're producing, like, you know, the Venom movies? They weren't bad, but they were...
And now they're making a
Kraven the Hunter movie, and they made Morbius. Like, how is that the same
animation team is like, they actually make good stuff. The live action team is like, mm-hmm. we're gonna make something garbage.
Yeah. Anyway,
I like Venom. I liked Venom. I'd love to be Carnage. I didn't even see it yet. Tyler said he didn't like it, so I was like, I need to watch it still.
I haven't seen Let There Be Carnage. I haven't even seen Morbius.
I watched Morbius. Don't. It's not worth your time.
Not worth my Morbin time?
No, it's not worth your Morbin time. All right. No, but the movie starts off kind of crazily with Peter Parker's death. And so we follow Miles Morales as he kind of learns to become Spider-Man with the help of other Spider-Men that have come through this dimensional portal that Kingpin is creating because he mm-hmm. wants to bring back his wife and kid. So now we've got like Peter B. Parker, which is never going to be Peter Parker. We've got Spider-Gwen, which I think is funny because it's playing Nicolas Cage, so it's just hilarious.
I love it.
And then you've got Penny Parker, who she's from the future. She's in a robot, which I think is really cool. And then you have Spider-Ham.
Yeah.
I love
Spider-Ham. And she's from her future, not Miles' future.
No, yeah, she's from her future.
Just in case anybody was confused about that.
Yeah. And it's just such a fun movie as like all these different Spider-Men interact. And because Miles' world is still kind of reeling from the death of Peter Parker. Because that's when the movie literally starts. And then we follow Peter as Miles becomes his own version of Spider-Man.
I think my favorite line from Spider-Man Noir is when they're all sitting on the couch before they get attacked and all them. And he's like, "This is one heck of an origin story."
I love that. It's one heck of an origin story. And it's like,
just like this feels like such a team-up movie with characters that already existed. But at the same time, you're like, Miles is still wearing a Spider-Man suit he bought from freaking Stan Lee at Stan's Collectibles. Like, he hasn't even hit the he has his own costume stage. And so Spider-Man Noir just hits it, like, on the nose. It's like, this is one heck of an origin story.
Killer origin story. And you're like, well, you know what? You're right. You're right.
It's an amazing origin story is what it is.
Oh, shoot, my finger. It's a great origin story. And it's kind of crazy how they did it while, like, kind of helping us, I don't want to say wean us off because we still get Peter Parker stuff, but be like, focus more on Miles as an audience mm-hmm. so used to following Peter all the time.
Yeah.
Then now we're focusing on Miles, which I thought was cool.
Which shows, because like, the first Peters that we get are like, they're both Peter Parkers. Like, those are the first like, well, I mean, let's just do this one more time, which is like a running joke that this isn't a spoiler because you know if you've seen the trailers, there's other Spider-Man in Across the Spider-Verse. But it's a running joke that continues. And
well, one more time. And then they just...
Yeah. But basically, one of my favorite parts is how... So everything about, like, Peter B. Parker's character is literally that. He's, like, the B version. He's, like... the bad version, almost like the second class version. Like when he gets to Earth 1610, which is Miles' Earth, they don't say that. That is technically a spoiler because they don't say that in his Earth. They say that in Across the Spider-Verse. So sorry, I told you things would bleed in, but on Miles' Earth, the Peter there. He's like blonde hair and perfect hair, and of course he's still together with Mary Jane, and Aunt May's still around, and you know he died saving like the city from Green Goblin. And then Peter B. Parker gets there and like takes his mask off, and his face is like beat into a pulp almost, and he's like, he's perfect. And everything about Peter B. Parker is like this second class Spider-Man almost, where it's like, It's good to see his arc throughout the movie because that's what he starts as, but that's not what he leaves as, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, he's got the belly. He's like, you know, I was doing push-ups, you know, just going real hard. And then he gets stuck in the portal. But like, his life kind of sucks. Like, he's hurt my back. Like, like broke up. Aunt May died, you know, got divorced from Mary Jane. Like, he's like, I handled it like a champ, and he's like crying in the bathtub.
my favorite. He's like in the spider suit. Spider suit. Like, he's in his suit and he's crying in the shower and he goes, and I handled it like a champion. Crying in the. And then he goes, so one day, you know, I'm working out, getting strong, doing my crunches, and he's like sitting getting on his ripped. Bed eating a pizza. And then, like, you know, of course he gets sucked out of his own, out of his dimension into Miles. And it's so funny. Because then he shows up at, like, the other Peter's tombstone. And then Miles immediately, like, takes him out by accident.
Yeah, with his, what is that called? Is he, does he call it a venom stain in the comic books?
I think what they called him, a venom stain. Because Miles has a power, like, he can turn invisible. And he has electricity, plus being super sticky.
They're called spider sense. They're called Venom Blasts. Venom Blasts. Miles can produce electricity through a process called bioelectrokinesis and channel it through his hands and fingers in the form of powerful blasts. Science. Oh, because of the spider that bit him.
This is true, yes.
It's true. That's the, I think there's two in that movie that weren't bit by a spider. Penny Parker's technically not bit by a spider. She's just friends with the spider who lives in her dad's robot. And Peter Parker got bit by a pig.
What?
Radioactive pig. Yeah. He says that in the movie when he's giving his orders.
I totally missed that. I'm sitting here like, I'm like, I know Penny didn't because she's friends with a spider, but it's like, who else didn't get bit by a spider?
Yeah, let me put up. Yeah.
Peter Parker.
Spider-Ham is a spider who gained his own abilities after being bitten by a radioactive pig. So it's like reverse. He was originally a spider and he got bit by a pig, a radioactive pig.
I feel like you get along with like Batmite, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just because they have the same, like, they're not goofy. He's goofy. He's totally goofy. I love Spider because he's so cartoonish. Like, well, the rest of the animated movie, but he looks like an old cartoon, like an old, like, 1950s, 60s cartoon. And I love, like, well, at the end of the movie, he gets sucked back to his own dimension, and he literally goes, well, that's all, folks. And then Peter B. Parker's like, is he allowed to say that? Like, legally? Can he say that?
Can he say that?
Yeah. It's, like, it's a good question because I don't know if he can. Legally speaking,
you're like legally.
Legally,
gray area. Can you say that?
No, he's a cartoon. He can say anything he wants.
Really. Yeah, but no, yeah, and that's. I think cartoon superheroes are some of the funniest because they have like cartoon physics. So like, he pulls out that giant hammer, and he's like, "Here you go, Miles."
Where did you have
that? Yeah.
Or, like, you could just work with an anvil.
Uh-huh.
So dumb.
It's just cartoon superheroes. My favorite DC cartoon superheroes has to be Captain Carrot and the Zoo Crew.
Yes.
They're amazing. But, yeah. So, Peter Parker was a spider bitten by a radioactive pig. that's the difference, I guess. They had to make a difference somehow.
It's like the main difference. But got bit by a radioactive pig. But, you know, it happens to the best.
It happens. You know, people get bit by spiders. Spiders get bit by pigs. It's just the circle of life.
Circle of life. It's the circle of life. It happens to the best of us.
It happens.
Sometimes you get mad cow disease. Sometimes you get powers of a spider pig. I mean, yeah. It happens.
It happens. That's awesome. Yeah. Who is your favorite in Into the Spider-Verse? Who is your favorite one?
I'm like a sucker for Peter Parker, Spider-Man. So I like Peter B. Parker because I also like Jake Johnson because he's such a funny actor.
Oh,
but I also
like
Noir Spider-Man because it's Nicolas Cage. And I love like when he's talking about his origin, he goes, sometimes I love a match burned down to my fingertips just so I can
feel anything.
It's like, or when he shows up and like, they're like, Miles goes, is he in black and white? And then Peter B. Parker says, is it wearing, is, what
is
that?
Is wind? The wind blowing? We're how is basement. That? We're in a basement.
And he's like, the wind follows me everywhere. I go.
What a guy. He's like, in his origin story, he's like, love punching Nazis.
Oh my gosh.
And you're like, you are so simple, Spider-Man Noir.
He's a simple guy. He likes what he likes.
Or when they're trying to teach him colors from the Rubik's Cube, when he's doing the Rubik's Cube.
Yes. I love that.
I can just imagine when he takes the Rubik's Cube back to his world and like...
Everyone's like, where'd you get that?
Where is this? And of course, nope. I was going to say something, but I don't want to say.
No, not now we have to know. What was he going to say?
I was just going to make it Spider-Man 2099.
Don't say it. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it next week.
Mm-hmm. But,
not for later. It's a surprise tool we can use for later.
Speaking of cartoons, I love Miles. I didn't really know a lot about Miles Morales as a superhero or anything. But this is a kind of movie that takes you in and be like, this is his own character. Like, they didn't just make Spider-Man black. Like, they were like, how can we make a different character that people can relate to and have his own experiences and, like, be his own person, not just be the black Spider-Man? Like, hopefully no one refers to Miles that way, because he doesn't deserve that kind of respect. I mean, he doesn't need that kind of hate. He deserves respect.
He doesn't deserve respect.
I'm gonna get canceled now just from that line.
He
doesn't deserve it. It's like, have you seen the old Scooby-Doo movies? Animate Scooby and stuff?
Yeah.
And there's like, in the second one, they come out of the museum and Fred's like, I know how you newscasters do this. You're gonna cut a film of me saying something like, I don't remember the city that they're in. Like, I hate this town. And then you're gonna like play it back, and then you watch the news later and it's like, Fred Jones had this to comment on the issue.
Like, oh my gosh.
Bad move, Fred.
Well, now it's gonna happen to you, so.
It is gonna happen.
And local podcaster Brody Allen canceled.
Gets shut down for saying that Miles Morales deserves no respect. There, I said it again. They had me twice.
They've caught you in 4K. And audio. I'm sorry, buddy. You're going down.
Ah, dang it.
Nuts.
Have fun posting these on your own.
I don't know how. I just have a guest star every single time, so I don't.
Yeah, to you just have someone else. You're like, well, my original host, he got canceled, so.
He's currently unreachable.
Yeah, he's on executive leave.
He's on sabbatical.
Uh-huh. Forever.
What an experience.
It is. And you know what also is an experience? You mentioned this earlier. The Into the Spider-Verse is a different movie, because even though we have multiple Peter Parkers, it is a movie focused on Miles. And if you're worried, very focused on Miles, in case you were worried about that while listening to this. I know it's hard. If you spend a whole movie building up a character in the second movie, you're just like, hey, now we're going to, we did his character development.
Gone.
We need to get him out of the way.
That would suck.
Miles still has a lot of character development. But yeah, in Into the Spider-Verse, it's primarily Miles' movie. It's his movie. It's his problems that he goes through with his dad and with his uncle. And, I mean, every time I hear that Prowler music, I just get freaked out.
Chills.
And the Prowler's kind of creepy. I don't know much about the Prowler, actually, but...
I know it's always Miles' uncle. You know that. Which clearly, and this isn't like a spoiler for anything, this isn't even related to Spider-Verse, but like, just because that, in the MCU, it's Donald Glover is talking to Tom Holland Spider-Man, he says like, he's like, you know, I got a nephew in this neighborhood, and it's like, and I think they confirmed that he's Aaron Davis, which means in the Prowler's in the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Donald Glover.
Which means Miles is in the MCU, because in Spider-Man Homecoming, he says, hey, I got a nephew that lives near these parts.
And then he's like buying like experimental like tech weapons.
Yeah.
So like he's building the Prowler suit, probably. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. Watch him show up in like Spider-Man 4 or something like that.
Yeah, no. That would totally happen. So okay, so I Googled it.
Alright.
The original Prowler was Hobie Brown. It says that Hobie was a African-American teenage prodigy who created the Prowler technology to operate as a petty thief. Then the second... I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. The second Prowler was a clone of Hobie Brown named Rick Lawson.
Davis,
who is Miles' uncle, is the Prowler in the Ultimate Universe, where, you know, Miles first came from in the Ultimate comics. But after Secret Wars, he is the Prowler on Earth 616.
There you go.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow. The things you don't know.
The more you know, I guess.
We said it many times. That was creepy.
I'm really hoping that was like my mom or something. Either way, it's still closing. I'm mortified back here. My door is closing. I'm like hoping so much that it's my mom. I'm gonna start panicking.
If you die right now, at least we'll have it on camera. We'll have you dying and you getting canceled. It'll be an episode for the works.
Brody got it's like in local news. Brody Allen got canceled. Brian Castaneda got abducted by a demon. It was the Prowler. It was the Prowler.
I can't even
plays
do
creepy
it.
Music. That's like right. Creepy. I'm really hoping it was my mom. If it was opening, then it's like my cat kicking the door open, but it didn't open. It closed, and I'm like, okay, guess I'll just die.
You're getting locked in here.
I'm just stuck forever.
Yeah.
Anyways,
creepy stuff happening right now.
It doesn't matter that the door creaks either. Like,
right? Creaky doors
are super loud.
Creaky doors never help.
It just moved again. I'm gonna cry. Excuse me.
Okay. I'll cry with you.
We just the podcast ends with us weeping uncontrollably.
Like, well, okay, that's all we have time for today.
Hangs up the. All right. Anyways, besides my haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I want to mention about like this movie was that while it's like a, you know, animated. It's like it gets serious at some points, which I like and appreciate. Like, there's two moments. Like, there's a couple moments, but like at the beginning of the movie, when it's like the original Peter Parker, he like when Prowler kicks him, he goes, "Oh, I'm so tired." But it like that he keeps getting fights. You know, that's kind of the tone of his voice. Like, "Geez, I'm just tired. Like, I'm keeping getting fights." Yeah. You know,
I'm just tired.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
And then when it's Peter B. Parker meets May just tells him, "You look so tired," but like not in the term of like, "Oh, you need a nap." And I'm like, that is so sad,
right?
Because you know what Peter B. Parker's been through. Like, he's gotten beat up, May died, he and MJ got a divorce,
lost all his money in TGI Spideys.
It's like he's lost a lot, and like, so it's like that was a sad that he is like a different kind of Spider-Man. He's like kind of broken down, but also like how it's Peter Porker the pig, Spider-Ham, that when, you know, they're all trying to console Miles about his... Spoiler if you haven't seen Into the Spider-Verse, you know, probably but when, like, they're all consoling him and talking to him, and they're all saying, yeah, well, I lost Uncle Ben. Gwen says she lost her Peter, you know, that's
Peter.
What's motivated him to be, like, their version of the Spider-Man or Spider-Pig.
Spider-Man Noir says he lost his Uncle Benjamin. I'm like, is that really different, though?
Yeah, I don't know. But what I do think is interesting is that it's Peter Porker that tells him, he's like, the hardest thing about this job is we can't save everyone. And I'm like, why did they have, like, there's the cartoon character delivered, like, the hardest line in that whole scene.
That just, like, hits you, and you're like.
You're like, this is true. This is true. Because, I mean, the beginning of the movie is Miles feeling guilty that he couldn't do anything to help Peter Parker die. I mean, to live. He didn't do anything because he couldn't do anything. And then the Prowler dies, and now the world's going to come to an end.
Yeah, and he can't do anything.
But it's like sad, but like it's a good reminder, I guess, for a young superhero that it is like something you need to keep in mind is that, you know, you can't save everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do like at the end of the movie where it's Miles swinging throughout the city, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, like, I am Spider-Man. Because he's like, anyone can be under the mask. And he goes, if you didn't know that, I hope you do now. And I feel like they put that in there because it was 2018. So Stan Lee had, like, just died. Mm-hmm. And that was when he created Spider-Man. Why he had, like, the full spandex thing and you couldn't see his face. So any little kid could be Spider-Man. And I'm like, that's why I like Spider-Man so much. That is, like, it could be anyone. I like that's how Miles, like, pretty much what's one of his last lines in the movie is, anyone could be Spider-Man. And I'm like, what a quality movie.
So quality. That scene when he breaks away from the building and the glass is still stuck on his finger with the what's up danger.
Oh, yeah. Just like,
I just got to take a minute. The animation of the quality did not go down in the second one. They bumped it up to another level. But the animation in the first one, amazing. Like, one, it just looks good. It just looks so fluid. But it's different. It's so different. It literally looks like you're watching a very highly produced, like, motion comic.
Yes.
Because, like, word bubbles flash. Like, panel sections show up where there's, like, multiple things happening. And I love when Miles first gets his powers and, like, his thoughts show up. He's like, why are my thoughts so loud? Can everybody see my thoughts? And it's, like, it's almost meta. Because, like, yeah, we can see your thoughts. Like, we're literally inside your head with you, Miles.
Exactly.
But, like, it's just so good. Like, I just love that art style. And it's just amazing. It's
perfect, too.
And I'll have a lot more to say about it in Across the Spider-Verse next week. Because it just bumps it up to, like, 20 million. It's just amazing.
It just isn't on a whole level. Well, like you said, it is like it is like being inside the comic. And like even with Gwen and especially Peter Parker and Penny Parker, they're drawn differently because they're from different universes. Kind of like when you read a different comic. That is my cat pushing the door open. She walked in, kicked the door open, and left. And it was like she's like walking in and be like, this is my house, kicks the door open. Anyways, it's like when you read different comics and different art styles, when you read those different comics, it's the same thing with this movie. They drew different characters differently, because that's like when you're reading a comic. They're drawn differently. Because it's like a comic.
A comic movie is like a comic. Honestly.
True.
Which is sad, I think. And you mentioned this with the lightheartedness and the deep stuff. I think this is something that both Spider-Verse movies nailed. Guardians of the Galaxy, I feel, not so much the first two, because the first two are just basically comedies. But the third one nails it on the head, too. Of, like, here's our levity. Here's, like, our, quote-unquote, our breath of air. So we go down into, like, the deep, you know, like, things that are actually impactful and meaningful. Then here's where we come up for air, and then we go back into, like, and I'm like, that is it right there. Because, like,
that's how you make
not a single time did any one of, like, the jokes or one-liners that break through, like, the seriousness feel, like, forced or, like, oh, that felt really weird. Like, that wasn't supposed to be there. Like, all of it is, like,
characters.
You gotta give the audience, like, time to breathe. Like, they're literally, like, when you write this, you're literally expecting your audience to be like holding their breath because this is such a tense situation. Don't want your audience to pass out metaphorically. So you got to give them like, which is why I do enjoy the DCEU movies, but sometimes it's like, I'm just passing out over here because it's like thing after thing after thing. And I'm like, Superman feels like he can't save enough people. Then he goes to the White House to try to fix it. Then the White House freaking blows up.
Boom, gone.
And it's just like, and like, there's not a moment where, I mean, freaking Superman dies at the end. And you're like, well.
And then okay. I walk away going, oh, my heart hurts.
Yeah. Which, I mean, not saying that there's not a place for those kind of things, because there is. But, like, right. For me, I like to be able to, like, know there's seriousness. And the reason I know it's serious is because it's, like, juxtaposed against things that aren't so serious.
Right. Like in the Spider-Verse movies. Like, they really did a good job at that. Like you just said. They gave you, like, a moment to breathe. Before then, we're like, okay, now we're gonna go and get serious for a second, and then you know it's serious because we, you know, someone in it makes sense for the character to make some sort of comment or that's supposed to be like, oh, funny,
yeah. Which sometimes it's Peter Porker.
I mean, he is a cartoon character. He's a talking pig.
Trust me, friend. Oh, sorry, yeah, my hands are. I just washed them. That's why they're wet. But
or like when he's wearing like his. Miles' roommates just walks in and Porker goes, do animals talk in this universe? I don't want to freak him out. And then he passes out.
Because that would be really...
I love that. And then the kid passes out and they're like, oh, well.
Gunky. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's a quality movie.
If you thought he was a throwaway character, people, he shows up in Across the Spider-Verse.
He's actually
not very much. He's like, he's in like maybe two scenes, but he is Miles' roommate. So,
you know, oh, great. Spoiler, Brody. No, I'm just kidding.
He's in the first one.
He's in the first one. It's all you need to know.
Yeah, so it counts. Okay. And I gave the warning.
We gave a warning. We always give a warning because we're not. I opened up my Instagram. And straight up, someone posted, like,
whoa.
Like, made, like, a little, like with Legos played it out, because they didn't record the movie, but they recorded the audio from Spider-Verse, and, like, with little Lego figures reenacted a scene, and I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, bruh, the movie just came out. I was like,
I thought we had more time on the Zoom meeting.
What?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Recording stopped.
On our video.
Okay, it's still going. I don't think it's recording anymore, though.
No, the recording stopped.
Recording in progress.
There we go.
Okay.
That cracks me up, dude. It is. I don't know, it cut out for a second there, like the audio and video. It was weird. I cannot hear you through the podcast, Brody. I can see your mouth moving. I knew you were talking because I could see your mouth moving on the video, but I couldn't. Gosh, this is going to happen again. It wasn't even, my phone didn't even connect to a Bluetooth. I can't
hear you back.
Oh, I can hear you now.
I'm having technical issues.
Again. Oh man, cut out again. Brody, I can't hear you. Can you hear me? No. Well, it looked like we lost Brody, unfortunately. The audio is being really weird today. So, that's unfortunate. But I can wrap us up real quick. So, thanks for listening, everyone. We had a fun episode today. And next week, we'll actually be doing our review on the new movie, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And then... after that, we're going to be talking about Michael Keaton movies. his movies, and then the week after, we were talking about when me and Brody first met, because that's around the 2-year anniversary when we first met on our mission, and then we'll be doing a review on the Flash movie. So that's our next few weeks for you, and well, now that's all we have time for today. So if you did love this episode, when I hope you did, and you want to show your support, you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and leave us a 5-star review if you want, but also type in a review so we can give you a shout-out. We love doing those. We want to do more. And keep your eyes open for our next episode. Like I said, we'll be doing a Across the Spider-Verse. So go see the movie. It's a really good one. And this podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and pretty much anywhere you can put podcasts in your ear holes. All right. Peace out, y'all.